One of my friends in infantry officer candidate school was a tall, affable, and pleasant-looking young man from Kentucky named Hank. Hank and I liked each other early on. Several times he lent me his physical strength when my load became too heavy, and I helped him through intellectual obstacles, such as calculating artillery trajectories. We shared adventures, and our friendship grew. Upon graduation, we were assigned to different organizations. I lost track of Hank until I ran into him in Saigon. He had been wounded, and due to the befriending of an Army general, had been assigned to a unit that I came frequently to visit. While serving in Saigon, he met a popular female radio announcer, and they became engaged. It seemed a perfect match, a tall, handsome captain, and a beautiful and admired public figure. I again lost track of Hank until I had left the Army. He called me to say that his wife was coming to make an appearance at a resort near me, and he asked me to meet him there. When I met Hank, now a civilian also, he looked troubled and his easygoing manner was dampened. He had changed his name to Hal, he told me, and apologized that his wife was unable to join us. We spoke for a while, and when I asked him what he was doing with himself, he told me, "Looking for my place in the sun." The next news that I heard of Hank, Hal, was that he had killed himself. When I was later able to meet his widow, she told me a painful story of marital difficulties, of Hank's despondency, and of his suicide. In the years immediately following the Vietnam War, the rate of suicides among Vietnam veterans was significantly higher than the rate of suicides among non-veterans. Therefore, it is likely that Hank also was affected adversely by his experiences in Vietnam. Yet there was also a more common dynamic at work in my friend. Hank was not the kind of person to ask himself deeper questions about his life. He did not inquire into the deeper meaning of his existence upon the earth, because that would have caused him to change his life, and he did not want to do that. He lived his life without much reflection, and one day he awoke to overwhelming emptiness and powerlessness.